Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I spent a long time in the toy business. I was fortunate enough to work for independent invention studios and not in-house at a toy manufacturer like Mattel or Hasbro, where the job is pretty much like designing toaster ovens. The independent inventor cooks up the idea, creates a looks-like, works-like prototype, and then pitches it to companies in the industry. We could show our wares to any toy company that was a fit for the item. You wanted Milton Bradley or Parker Brothers to license your game idea. You wanted Mattel to make your doll, Fisher-Price to produce any preschool product, and so on. It's just like the book publishing business. Have the idea, produce a manuscript, shop it around, license the rights, cash the advance check, and live happily ever after on the royalties. It's easy, except when it's not. When a toy or game is a hit, like Nerf or Trivial Pursuits, the return is quite impressive. At its peak, the complete line of Nerf toys accounted for $300 million in sales annually. And a great deal of money went to the inventor, who, by the way, owned the first toy studio that I worked for. I remember working up my courage to interview with him. He was already famous, having invented Twister. It went well. I asked for and got $100 a week. My first day on the job, I realized that I had forgotten to include the bus fare to and from work in my calculations. I sucked it up again, and I marched back into the boss's office to explain my predicament. I said I needed $125 to take the job. He pushed back from his desk and gave me one of those irked but amused looks. "You know, Ed, you're supposed to think of those details before you make your pitch." It was sound advice indeed. And oh yeah, he said yes to the raise. That place was my incubator. After a couple of years of doing everything asked of me, I was given the task of hitting the road and selling our goods. I bought a couple of suits, new floor shims, and a better haircut. Now, I usually flew to New York, the center of the business in those days. 5 minutes after landing, I reverted to my native accent. "How you doing? Give me a cup of coffee, regular." Regular meant that your coffee came with cream and sugar already in it. I hit the road with two huge sample cases, black reinforced cardboard things on caster wheels. They were almost as tall as I was, and their wheels clacked as they rolled. They were loud. As I walked through airports, the noise was deafening. People would turn and look. I felt like a circus clown wearing my best new suit. One of my first stops was at the Ideal Toy Company, one of the five biggies back in the day. They made Mr. Machine and the Rubik's Cube and a whole lot more hits. Their R&D chief was a man named Julie Cooper. Julie was fond of reciting his successes and telling me how expensive his Jaguar was to maintain. On my first visit to his office, I brought a dozen concepts, toys, games, novelties. I put the first one on the table and Julie said, "This is crap." The next one he called dumb. The third was worse than the other two. It went on that way until the end of our meeting. When the torture was done, I asked him when I could come see him again, with new ideas, ideas that he would really like this time. His face lit up. He pushed his chair back and said, "I like you, Eddie. You can come see me anytime you want." I realized that the whole meeting was a test, the maven probing the rookie, and that I had passed his test with flying colors. Julie Cooper, the most important R&D man in the business, liked me. Years later, after I had made a name for myself in the business and Julie was a washed-up old man, I saw him sitting in the waiting room of a second-rate toy company with his own sample case. Our eyes met. He tried to stand up, bad knees and all, and I said, "Julie, you sit. It's good to see you. How you doing?" He said, "Keeping busy, Eddie, you know. Can't complain." I felt like I was in an Arthur Miller play. It was the second great lesson that the mighty Julie Cooper taught me. It's a long way down from where Julie used to sit to where he was sitting now.